Hey, I appreciate that he's a veteran. I appreciate everything he wants to do. But like everybody else here, I'm concerned about our area. You know, we've lived there for 35 years. You know, we've seen more development come, and we're trying to protect ourselves just like they want to protect themselves. So that's my main gist of the whole thing.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Anyone else?
Ryan Hughes, Team 4. Just to address the having to change for the 8 spots to commercial, they have to rezone in order to put a public septic system in for that, whether it's, well, anything more than 4. They would have had to change this to, so whether they're going to put in 4 or 8 or 50, which they can't do anyway, they would have had to rezone just to change that particular septic for that specific spot. So, again, knowing Billy and Hannah, their intent is purely for the individuals, the friends and family, colleagues they've met while he's going around doing his ministry across the country, to bring them here and allow them to enjoy this piece of the Ozarks that we have also. So the rezoning wasn't necessarily with the intent to be commercial, but it was required to put the septic system in so they didn't have to haul their little tanks around and dump them somewhere else. So just in regards to the one. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Y'all want to come back up, applicants? Any follow-up? You hit most of it on the front end, but any follow-up to what was brought forth by your neighbors?
Time is important, so I'll just follow up with this. Just as you gentlemen are in those seats, it's based off of trust and history of your rapport of who you are. I'm hearing a lot of concern of how bad things can be in the future, but I look at a bright future. I'm a believer. And when we talk about the future, I look at a bright future. History is important. We have only lived there 2 years. We've been in the Branson area since 17, but a piece of property came open, and Lord bless us, and we bought it. History is important. Since I've own that property, if we want to talk numbers, with hard work and dedication and family time, we've pretty much doubled the value of that property. With manual labor, repairing fence, burning 30 plus piles of brush, the new survey excludes every house besides the last house on the right hand side as far as setbacks go, as far as privacy goes. Even before this rezoning, I have made no loud noises. Have only befriended my neighbors, respect my neighbors, have never destroyed the trees or taken trees out that I could do without a rezoning. I truly love this property as well. I know that we've only been here 2 years, but that 40 acres was sold out of Hannah's family prior to this, and all these residents wouldn't be here if they decided not to sell that property. And because it was sold, we all get to enjoy it, and I respect that. Change was made to allow that 40 acres to be sold, to allow that HOA. And it would not be here today if change didn't happen. And there was also pushback when that happened, but that HOA is a blessing. And it gave 16 homes back there and 16 good neighbors that, even with different opinions, I fully respect still today.
Can you show me where you want to put the parking and the access, where you're going to access it from?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think there's a little confusion with mentioning this driveway.
Yes.
This driveway goes to the 5.74 acres to the house off of Oak Brook Estates. This is where we want to put the trailers. It's a good spot. And again, so you would come in off of 176.
Use your driveway.
Correct. Yes. And I think there was a little confusion on the 2 acre parcels. What was mentioned about that is I could do 2 acre parcels here and drop 3 driveways in off of Oak Brook Estates without rezoning. A big thing with me rezoning and not making 2 acre parcels is I'm allowed to shrink up my footprint to allow for less
encroachment
upon my neighbors allows me to tighten that up, not spread it out to my neighbors, and it also allows less driveways to come in. As far as the traffic conversation that was brought up, there's a north and south entrance to this property off of 65 directly, and also off of 160. Any other questions?
So all eight of your spots are going to be above your driveway there as we look at it?
Yes, sir.
They're not down here in this area?
Correct.
No.
And as far as addressing the question on the 11 acres, I already didn't want to split the property and do all that, but again, I threw this, kicked this can for a year. I didn't want to split the property the way it went. But I did to be able to do this rezoning, and I felt that it was right, and I just wanted to go with the requirements. So I didn't want 2 acres, 3 acres, this and that. As far as this property goes, this is all cedar up here. Anybody that knows cedar, it grows out of rock. There's nothing going on back there besides deer living. So as far as tearing those trees down and going back there, there's nothing going on back there at all.
So are you opposed to the fence idea?
To me, to be honest, I would do a fence, but again, I think that property is outstandingly beautiful, and I upkeep it like it's my own home inside.
From what I've seen, that's basically your front yard.
Is that
correct?
Yeah, this is the front of the house, yes, sir.
Right. So, I mean, where they turn in, they're going to be coming right at your house.
Yes, sir.
I'm a dress right, dress guy. I don't want to look at nothing nasty either, to be straightforward. So I have all intentions of doing this the right way, and that's why I chose to go through the county. I know, not to bring up bad things in the past, but there was 3 RVs on this property for many years with no hookup, no nothing. I know the question gets brought up, why are you doing this? Well, if you're receiving payment from individuals, my wife and I are not rich. We work very hard. We have 2 children. This economy hurts us just as much as everybody else. And, you know, the nonprofits that we do work with, we fund, we help veterans. And as far as the angle of, you know, this sounds like a for-profit thing. Things aren't free in this world, and it took a lot of faith and favor even by this property at our age. And that's kind of where I stand on that.
I wanted to say something real quick as well. I haven't really got to meet everybody in the back because I'm a real estate agent as well. I'm licensed in the state of Missouri, and I take that very professionally. With being able to do the whole pageant thing in town, I mean, it's my reputation on the line. I have to sign a contract stating I will only do good in my community. And if anything were to happen, I'm out. And that's just a contract for me personally. But in the real estate world, I understand how that works. I was able to buy my own property, which is this one, from being a real estate agent. And the Ballou family, they're my cousins. They're my family. And they've been here for a very long time. They did not want to sell that property unless it was somebody that they all agreed upon. And they agreed upon us buying it because we're family. So I wanted to keep it in the family as long as possible. So I don't think a lot of people know that. But the Ballous, the McCulloughs, the Landers, the Edwards, the Rodents, all the people that you hear from the history of Ozarks, that's my family. I mean, I have ancestry to prove it, but just for a little background history, that's where I come from. We have 2 horses on there now, and I just want my boys to grow up the way that it's supposed to be, not the way that it is now.
What was your proposal on serving water to these?
Putting a private well in, sir.
A private well will not serve that many residences. According to the state of Missouri, you can't put over 3 on a well without going to a commercial well.
From what I
looked into that?
Excuse me, sir.
Have you looked into that on the well to serve it and got a?
Yes, sir. They said that it cannot exceed 8 units.
Said what?
Eight RVs on a private well. If it goes above 8, it goes into 9. And if it goes above 8, it goes into not allowing to do a 1,200-gallon septic system for four RVs.
Somebody told you wrong.
I mean, it's 3 homes on a residential well.
Yeah, but this is not homes.
But this isn't homes. That's my question. Yeah. It, I mean, so how does this get played?
I don't know what they consider on the RV.
Yeah.
My question is, can he accomplish what he wants to do with a conditional use permit?
That was presented, yes. Because it's A1, he could have asked for a conditional use permit, but they chose the rezone.
And I can answer on that if you'd like me to, sir.
Sure.
None of this is a cheap process. Just like you mentioned, doing my homework, probably going to put to do it nice and squared away and looking good. You know, average cost per completion is about $30,000. Rezoning it, setting just as an HOA, rules, regulation, what's allowed, years. Curfews, noise complaints, all of those things addressed, it protects our investment for our children, just like everybody else saying this
is. So if you decide to sell it, you can sell it to somebody else as a campground.
That.
Well, we put the restrictions on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it can still be transferred.
Yeah. Well, all of it can be transferred, and as far as the concern of. I mean, there's extremely trashy properties all down 176. It's you can't control the future. You can only look at the future as, is it going to be positive or negative? And as a team, we're supposed to do what we can to keep it positive and citizens. So as far as transfer, it absolutely in the future, if we're talking tomorrow or 60 years from now, the property being sold.
I'm not overly concerned with 60 years from now myself.
Well,
I am.
Hey, God promises us a long life. You gotta speak it into existence.
Yeah.
But again, at that HOA meeting, the biggest concern was handoff. Now, this property could be divided into 2-acre parcels, and we could write checks or get checks and walk away. But that's not our intentions. We love the property. We are super blessed with this property, and you know, just touching back on that history of the property, this land's been in the family for a long time, and they were
I'm sorry, I didn't catch up. But so the idea of a conditional use permit versus rezone, conditional use permit, you walk away, then it goes back to what it was. But if you rezone it, then your kids can have that.
Correct.
Is that your reasoning?
It's not grandfathered. If my children inherit this property, now they have this infrastructure that we worked hard for, and they can no longer use it at all.
If there have been no complaints, they can apply for a conditional use permit in their name, and that wouldn't be a problem.
I think that it's important to pave the way for my children, and that's why I'm standing up here today, to not have them have to do this in the future, because now we're talking about, let's say $120,000 was invested in today's money. That's still on the determination of a vote in the future. That could be a no.
Are you going to do all 8 of them? Are you going to put all 8 pads in now?
I can be completely honest with you. I only plan on doing a few pads. 8 is all the homework that I did to show representation to everybody in the room, the maximum amount on a private level, and that's the only reason there's 8 on there.
So you're going to start out with a couple?
One is in my budget, and that's it for.
We don't have the money. It's
not all about money. I don't work because I miss many years of my children. I'm home, and I could go do.
Excuse me, in the back of the room, do you mind letting the process play out, not have a conversation amongst yourself? Are we okay with that? Okay. Okay, you're welcome to come sit up front if you'd like. Okay, thank you. I think we have one other couple.